Michael, welcome back to the club. How's your off-season been?
Yeah, the off-season was good. Had a bit of time in Bali, got to relax and chill out with the family. I did my training and I came back fit, which is good.
And the news is your family might be getting bigger soon. How's Marnie going?
Yeah, no, Marnie's going good. Baby number three is on its way and it's due in late December. So getting all the pieces together around the house and focusing on that. And it's going to be tough over pre-season, but it's life and you just got to deal with it.
Got space in the house for a third child?
Yeah, I do. Lucky enough, I've got a spare room whenever my parents aren't over or friends or other family staying over. I've got some room there for the baby number three.
You were back at the club last week ahead of schedule. Why did you come in early?
I came in early just, I've been doing it over the last couple of years and, I sort of want to get that structure back. Over the off-season, you tend to do training whenever you sort of wanted to do it. And to come back early, and especially with the younger boys as well, to sort of help out and show some leadership there when I can is good for me and I quite enjoy it.
You're still recovering from knee surgery. How's that process going?
Yeah, the knee's real good. I can't say it's better than ever, but it's getting there. I've been doing my running and it's a waste of my strength's up, so it's come along quite good.
You're in great form when the knee injury hit. How much work do you think you're going to need to put in to get back to that form that you're in?
The fitness staff and this, all the other coaches, the amount of work they put into the off-season program keeps you in good stead to come back fit and ready to go. So there's no difference this year. They put out a structured running regime that sort of made me come back with the right amount of running, strength, and also got the K's under my belt to come back and get through this pre-season and also kick them for the year.
It must have been hard to take with you in such good form. Has that kind of helped your motivation for 2018?
Yeah, it was hard at the time, especially because, we did play some good footy in patches and when I went down with injury, there was a number of games that were close to winning, and to watch the game was hard, knowing that you're not out there to help out where you can, and also being such a young group as well, knowing that I'm 26 now, and I'm one of the oldest here. I've been here almost 10 years, and being out with the injury was frustrating, but I also like to show my leadership qualities through training, even though I wasn't actually training.
One of the things people are talking about heading into this year is that you could spend more time in the midfield and might help Fife come forward. Is that something that you'd like to see?
If I was to play midfield, I'd love Fife being in there. That bigger body and someone that just knows so much about football and so much about that midfield in terms of, our structures we want to play in there. And and he always gets the harder, defensive mid playing on him too. So, I'd love to play in there. But if he does go forward, he's going to cause some drama down there, some real damage down there, which is also good for us as a team as well going forward.
You're a year into being in the leadership group. How are you finding that?
Yeah, it's something that I had to sort of get used to. I haven't really been that much of taking things seriously, and I like to have a bit of a joke in that every now and then. But at some stages, you have to tend to things where you have to be serious and have your head screwed on right. I quite enjoyed it. It's something that was new for me, but it's another step forward for my footy career, but also life after footy as well. A lot of this I can take into my life after footy, but also, taking home to my kids to show them good qualities and little things like that as well.